Hey, welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and coming to you today, and I want to speak to you today about the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray and what we call the Lord's Prayer, deliver us from evil, deliver us from evil. You know, with what's going on in the Middle East right now, it's been a stark reminder that we live in a fallen, evil world. The evil atrocities carried out by the group Hamas against the people of Israel is truly evil. The raping of women, the beheading of babies, it's as though there's no bounds to their evil. Now, as I said, it's a reminder that we live in an evil world. We live in a fallen world. This is not the world that God intended when He created this world. This is a world that is in rebellion against God. In America, we're not seeing on a large level that kind of evil, although there is evil going on in America. I mean, you can read it in the news and on the internet and so on. But the more we turn away from our Christian heritage, from those sweet influences, the Sermon on the Mount and the teachings of Jesus, the more we let go of that moral influence, then we're going to see more and more evil around us and in our midst. And so I want to talk to you about this prayer, deliver us from evil. Well, the same thing that is happening in the Middle East, happening to the Jewish people right now, could happen in America. Hey, we've had 9/11 in the past, and this administration has opened the southern border and allowed millions of people to come across the southern border. And it's been documented that we don't know who they are. And they haven't just come from Mexico; they've come from all over the world. Including places like China. Argentina, South America, Africa, all over the world, they have surged across the southern border. And so they're here, and there have been quite a number of people who were on the terror watch list have been apprehended, but how many have gotten through? So we need to pray. We need to pray that, as never before, this prayer of Jesus, deliver us from evil. And I want to just read a passage here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, where Paul exhorted. He said, "But know this, that in the last days," yes, I believe these are the last days. Now, how long will that last days period last? We don't know for sure, but we're probably living in the last of the last days. And he said, "But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come." That word perilous, I was just doing a little study of this, and I was just, bear with me, I wrote down the Greek spelling of the word. It's something like kalapoi. But what is interesting about that word, I looked it up in the Greek lexicon, and it means fierce, dangerous, savage, hard to bear. Those are some of the meanings of this word that Paul said would characterize the last days. Dangerous, savage, fierce, hard to bear. "But know this, that in the last days, perilous, savage times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy." And he goes down describing what he called would be a characteristic of the last days. It's very interesting, this word kalapoi, this Greek word that Paul uses here, it was used in Matthew 8:28 to describe those demon-possessed men whom Jesus cast out a legion of demons. So let me just read how Matthew described these individuals. Matthew 8:28 says, "When he had come to the other side of the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two demon-possessed men coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce. That very same Greek word that Paul said would be characteristic of the last days. In other words, these two demon-possessed men, notice what he says about them, they were exceedingly fierce so that no one could pass that way. In other words, they were so fierce and savage and dangerous that people made a wide berth. They didn't go near that place because they were so savage and fierce and dangerous. And according to Paul, this will be a characteristic of the last days, the character of these two demon-possessed individuals, their fierceness, their savageness. And boy, we are seeing that before our very eyes. Now, so we need to pray that God will deliver us from evil. There are many promises in Scripture of God's deliverance. And in the Lord's Prayer, let me just repeat it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us. We should be praying this every day over our lives, over our children, over our families, over our friends, our neighbors, our communities. We should be praying this prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, deliver us from evil. Also, there's wonderful promises throughout Scripture. There's examples, so many examples of God's deliverance from evil, both in the Old and the New Testament. Well, the big example in the Old Testament is God delivering an entire nation, Israel, out of Egypt's bondage. We see situations in the New Testament. I think just one that comes to my mind is Peter, who was arrested. And it is obvious, reading the context, that Herod intended to behead Peter the next day, please the enemies of the gospel. And so it looks like an impossible situation. Peter he's locked in a cell. He's chained to two guards on each side of him. The cell door is locked, and there are guards at the door. It seems impossible. And we may face things that seem impossible, but, you know, there's nothing impossible with our God. And Peter was asleep during the night. But an angel appeared, a God-sent angel appeared, slapped him on the side, wake up, Peter. When Peter wakes up, the chains fall off. The guards, either they're asleep supernaturally, blinded, they're not aware of what's going on. Peter rises, the door of the locked cell opens automatically. They walk through, and he gets down to the gate of the city. The angel disappears, and up until this time, Peter thought he was dreaming, but then he realizes, no, I'm not dreaming. God has really delivered me. And so he went to the house of Mark, where prayer was being made for him. And he knocks on the door, and a young woman named Rhoda, she goes to the door, and she runs back. And she says, it's Peter. He's at the door. Now they're in there praying for him, praying for his deliverance. But it's such an impossible situation. They can't believe that their prayers have been answered. And they said, oh, it must be a ghost. It must be his spirit. Herod must have beheaded him already. It must be his spirit. But he keeps knocking. He keeps knocking. No, it's really Peter in the flesh. It's him. God's deliverance. Oh, yes, folks. We live in an hour. Time to stand up for truth. Time to stand up for Jesus. And pray. The prayer he taught us to pray, deliver us from evil. I encourage you to read Psalm 91. Make Psalm 91, memorize it, make it a part of your praise and your prayer. What a wonderful psalm. It is a psalm of deliverance, of God's deliverance of his people. So, Lord, we pray today. We thank you for delivering your people from evil. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for every person listening to my voice. I pray today, Lord, that you will deliver them from the evil that Satan has planned for them. Deliver them today in the name of Jesus. And we pray for the people of Israel that you, O God, will deliver them from evil. We pray for the hostages. You, O God, you know how. And we pray that you will supernaturally intervene and deliver them from that evil. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we pray, Lord Jesus, come quickly. May your kingdom come. May your rule and reign come. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. And may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for it today in Jesus' name. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. And a book I'd like to recommend today is a book I just wrote this summer. Actually, let's see, was it published August or September? Hot off the press, called Discovering the Real Jesus. If there was ever a time, even Christians, those who call themselves Christians in the church, that we need to know the real Jesus, because there are so many distortions. And in the book, I describe it, liberal theology, as the malleable, the Jesus of liberal theology, as the malleable Jesus. Something malleable can be twisted and shaped into different kinds of shapes, like clay. And the malleable Jesus of modern liberal theology takes on all kinds of shapes that is presented on the internet and in the media. And it's incumbent on us today that we know the real Jesus of the Bible. And so it's available on Amazon and at our website at eddiehyatt.com. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.